So there's a lot of questions, really, with the Yom Tov. We just started the Yom Tov of Chanukah that takes some thinking, trying to understand. Throw out a few questions that sort of all point to the same thing. The Gemara in Shabbos talks about my Chanukah, and it says, what is the holiday of Chanukah? And it describes how the experience of the Yevanim, they took over the Beis HaMikdash, and they caused everything to become impure. And finally, the family of the Chashmonaim, backed by the populace, helped overthrow them and kick them out and clean up the Beis HaMikdash. And they could not find kosher or tahor oil, pure oil, to light, except for a single cruse, which is only enough to last one night. And it lit for 8 nights, and they decided, based on that they're going to celebrate the next year with the 8 nights of Chanukah. And that's how the holiday started. Which is fascinating in the way the Gemara is only describing a single factor of the miracle of the candles, of the lighting, of the that it lasted 8 nights, and that's the nature of the holiday. And what's fascinating is that when you read in Davening, the Al HaNisim, there's zero mention at all of the nes of the miracle of the oil. And it only talks about the battle. There was this great battle. It was Giborim, Biad Chalashim, these mighty men, this very, very powerful army of the Yevanim. And it was only a small band. They didn't have a lot of people on the side of the Chashmonaim. It was very, very few. It was Rabbi Biad Miatim. And they won the battle, and that's what we're thanking in Al HaNisim. And zero mention of the nes of the miracle of the oil at all. So it's weird, like the Gemara is only focused on the nes of the oil, and the Davening is only focused on the miracle of the winning of the battle. And do they even connect? Is it maybe really like two separate holidays, two separate things? We're lighting our candles, that's like the commemoration of the miracle of the oil, and we sing, we say Hallel, and we have Al HaNisim, and maybe that's for the winning of the battle. It's just a very strange thing, like that these two things don't seem to ever come in the same sentence. I don't have an answer for this question, but it's been bothering me for a while. Also, it helps to understand a little bit about Yavan. What was the story with Yavan? It's weird, because they left the Beis HaMikdash intact. When Rome came to the Beis HaMikdash, they destroyed it. That was their goal. They don't want a Beis HaMikdash. And Yavan left it. They left the structure there. They didn't touch the structure. They wanted it to exist. So it's a very unique type of enemy over here. Babel also destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Here they left it intact. They only wanted to... they wanted to keep, they actually liked part of it. So if you have to just understand a little bit of the story of Yavan, you really need to go back to their forefathers and to our forefathers. And it really goes back to the story of Noah. Noah had three sons. You have Shem, Ham, and Yafes. Ham was, sinned. He was the one who caught his father in an inappropriate state. And Shem and Yafes both went, and they went to cover their father. And it's very interesting, you look at that mitzvah, they did it completely together. They each took, the way the pasuk says it, they each took them on their shoulder and they covered up their father together. But the reward is completely different. The reward that Shechem got is that his great-great-grandchildren are going to have a mitzvah of tzitzis. And what was Yafes? Yafes, Chazal tell us that the bodies are going to merit to be buried. In the Milchemes Gog and Magog, there's a special mention that the Bnei Yefes are going to actually, is Gomer and Magog, one of these nations is Magog, is sons of Yefes, and they're going to get burial. What's this all about? They did the same mitzvah, and they're getting a very disparate reward. And the answer is that behind why you do something makes a big difference. It's not just what you do, it's the motivation behind it. What was motivating Shem was something very you know, that he was worried about the shame of his father. He wanted to protect him. It was an emotional, he was connecting to the panemius, to the inside of how terrible it was. But Yefes was a person, his name connotes beauty, was focused completely on the external. And all he wanted was that, it just doesn't look good. You know what I mean? It's bad optics. So that's why he wanted to cover it up. And because of that, his reward was more external. That's the idea. Go down a few generations. Before the whole story of Yavan, it really started way back when the Torah was translated into the 70 languages. That was instituted by the early Greeks. And that was really the beginning of the Greek influence and the Misyavnim. And that was because they were connected to the Torah in a certain level. And that was a big problem. They also had access to the Torah. And they also wanted to study the Torah. But the only Torah that they had access to was the Torah Shebichtav, the written Torah, the written law. And that was really where their whole focus was on, was all about the written law. And they valued the culture of Torah, the culture of Jewish people, the food, that was the things that they wanted to preserve. And therefore, the Beis HaMikdash they had no problem with the Beis HaMikdash, because the appearance, the beauty of it, these are things that the Yevanim and the Misyavnim, which are the Jews that were influenced by Yavan, they were fine with. What they lacked, or what they really fought against, were all the things that actually separate Jews from Gentiles. That's what their main attack was. We're all the same, we should be together, we should be one global nation. And what they were lacking was an understanding of the inside. Maybe on the surface we might be, not that different, but on the inside there's very big differences. And therefore they fought against the Torah Shebaal Peh, which is not exactly obvious or written into the text. It takes learning, it takes insight, it takes depth. And that's where we can access the Torah Shebaal Peh. That's what they were fighting against. If you look at the mitzvahs that they were against, the Yevanim, Shabbos, which separates the Jews from the Gentile, Rosh Chodesh, Mila, those were the things that they had a big deal with. Why? Because that's really what says we're not the same. And this is what bothered them. And that's what Yavan is all about. So what's interesting when they talk about the battle, it was Klal Yisrael had no chance of Piderach HaTeva of winning that battle. The Greeks were at the top of their game at that time. They had huge armies. They were much more powerful. They were much mightier. And there was a small band of Jews that didn't have any skill in battle or anything. And they went ahead and they fought. But it doesn't make sense. Logic, why would they do that? The answer is they weren't acting in the what makes sense on the outside. They were bothered by what was going on. It was an internal motivation that you just want to fight without making sense. Just because it bothers you that they're fighting against the core of what it means to be a Jew on the inside. And that's really what we're doing in this whole holiday. It's really this, but when you think about it, I was trying to prepare, talks about the amount of, how long was it that the Yevanim took over the Beis HaMikdash? So it was 3 years' time that they basically took over, they were in control, they were metame everything, and they were running the show. I don't know what they were bringing. They were bringing pigs on the Mizbeach. They were doing all kinds of different things. This is what went on during that time. Finally, the lead of the Chashmonaim, that we just couldn't handle it anymore. They're just taking away the entire the deeper understanding of what it is to be a Jew and the difference between being a Jew and a Gentile. And that's really what that fight was all about, was standing up for who we are as a people. and we're not the same as the Goyim. And that's really, when you think about it, what they did is, what happened is when they did the miracle with the oil, that was Hashem's way of, like, any time the Beis HaMikdash was established. If you ever look in the history of each one, by the Mishkan, by the Bat Mikdash, by the two Beis HaMikdash, there was always a manifestation in miraculous ways of the divine presence that comes in. And that's what it was in the, you know, by the Mishkan, you could see the clouds of glory over the Mishkan. The same is true that the Beis HaMikdash by Shlomo HaMelech was filled with the glory of God, its pasuk says. And it's the same with the beginning of the second Beis HaMikdash is described. But here, where there was this break, so they needed something in a little way that showed God's divine presence is here. He's welcomed back in. But it takes our actions to bring that back in. If you think about this Yom Tov of Hanukkah, it's the one that the most shows that there's a difference between Jew and Gentile. You look around the streets, you know right away who's a Jew, who's a Gentile. It's different design. Okay. Okay. Different makeup. And that's something that very easy to forget. We live in such a, I don't know how to explain it, such a pleasant galus here. So it's so easy to just get caught up in the culture and caught up in whatever America has to offer, and it's been very kind to us and hasn't been very mean to us. And therefore, it's very easy that we can be swept in. Right now, they still let us practice our religion. But the draw of the value system of America is scary, because it's a very compelling, and it pulls us into it. And that's really what we have to remember on this Yom Tov. This Yom Tov is the Yom Tov of Hanukkah. It's we have to remind ourselves who we are as a Jew. It's to strengthen in the hidden parts, not the exposed parts, but the hidden parts of what Torah is, the Torah Shabbat Peh, specifically. That's why the miracle was specifically in the area of the menorah, which symbolizes the Torah Shabbat Peh, the importance of the teacher-to-student relationship. It's connected to Hanukkah's Lashon of Chinuch. It's educating, it's learning. That's what it's all about. That's what Hanukkah's all about. I remember when I was in yeshiva, you know, it's funny, the holiday changes completely. When you're a little kid, it's the funnest Yom Tov. It's so great, we get prizes, we're playing dreidel, latkes. I mean, that's what it's what it all surrounds, and it's just a fun Yom Tov. As soon as I hit Masifta age, I was hit with like a slap across the face. It's like, nope, you don't get off, we're learning extra. Like, what happened? Like, where's the party? There's nothing doing. I couldn't get over it, I couldn't figure it out. I asked my, and then it was funny because like, 2 weeks later, they gave off, but, in the secular holiday. So I asked my Rebbe, I said, can you explain to me, like, what, we celebrate the secular? Like, are you giving us off, and the New Year's? And it's regular school, like, we have English even? I couldn't believe it. So he says, well, he didn't explain English, but he said, what do you mean? You can't give off from the Mude Kodesh, that's what the whole battle's all about. That was his answer. I'm not sure if I'm happy with his answer. But, there's more, for a kid, he doesn't really understand that you can't get English teachers, whatever. These kinds of things don't make sense, whatever. But the bottom line, you have to have a quota, you have to get your work done. As a kid, all I could understand is that he said, the whole Hanukkah is to strengthen yourself in Torah. We're going to give you off it. You're not going to be learning. That doesn't make any sense. Anyway, it's fine. Still stuck in my head. Point being is that is true. That part at least is true. That strengthening ourselves in Torah is really what the Yom Tov is all about, and we should continue to do so. We just don't have English.
Okay, no matter.